This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. Checking the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday, December corn closed at 761 and a half, up three quarters. March, 759 and a half, up a quarter. May, 753 and three quarters, off a quarter cent. December wheat closed at 872 and a half, up four. March, 883 and three quarters, up three. May, 886 and three quarters, up two and a half. December oats at 394 and a quarter, up a quarter. March at 398. May oats at 398 and three quarters, up two and a half. November soybeans closed at 1534 and a quarter, off 11 and a quarter. January beans, 1536 and a half, off nine and three quarters. And March at 1509 and a quarter, off 10 and a half. December soybean meal closed at 463.80, up 50. January, 459.10, up 40. March, down 80 at 447.10. And December soybean oil closed at 51.58, off 72. January bean meal at 51.98, off 72. March bean meal off 73 at 52.43. Time now to check in with the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois winter grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. Wheat futures received a boost when Russian officials announced they would be banning wheat exports by November 15th. In northern and western Illinois, winter grain dealers put a shell corn bid steady to a penny higher at $7.37 to $7.52, but soybeans dropped by 10 to 15 cents at $15.01 to $15.16. In central Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny better at $7.51 to $7.71, while soybean bids were 9 to 12 cents lower at $15.15 to $15.29. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly steady to a penny higher at $7.34 to $7.74, soybean bids down 10 to 20 cents at $15.09 to $15.26, and the wheat bids mostly 3 to 5 higher at $8.36 to $8.63. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 11 to 16 cents at $15.34 to $15.49. Basis ended steady to a nickel lower, range from option to 15 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis. Those offers ended mixed on Friday, ranging from $4.74.80 to $4.81.80. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids raised a penny up to $7.66 to $7.76, with basis ending steady at 5 to 15 over December. And the dried distiller grains on Friday ended steady, ranging from $2.65 to $2.95 per ton. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents stronger at $7.52 to $7.58, with basis ending steady to 2 cents better at 9 to 3 under December. Soybeans were 10 to 13 lower at $15.23 to $15.30, with basis ending mixed at 11 to 4 under November. And the wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended steady to a penny better at $8.13 to $8.18, with basis ending steady to a penny lower at $35 to $30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at $7.47 to $7.56. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 16 cents with quotations at $15.33 to $15.43. Soft red winter wheat gained a nickel at $8.52 to $8.53 and the Milo up one at $7.31 to $7.32. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. January corn bids range from $7.41 up to $7.58. January soybean bids at $15.13 to $15.25. In central Illinois, January corn bids at $7.57 to $7.82. January soybean bids at $15.27 to $15.45. And in the southern part of the state, Jan corn bids range from $7.47 up to $7.88. January soybean bids at $15.30 to $15.57, and the wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $8.01 up to $8.18. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Jerry, and let's check our hog ink prices. For corn delivered to Greenfield, October corn, $7.45. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $7.47. For October, corn delivered to Scottville, $7.45. November, $7.47. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, October, $15.14. November, $15.28. And for wheat delivered to Scottville, October wheat at $8.21. You can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888 for more information. Again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $7.45, corn at Scottville, $7.45, beans are $15.14, and wheat at Scottville is $8.21. Time now to check the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday. October live cattle, 126.30 up 7. December, 127.27 off 77. February at 131 off 42. October feeder cattle closed at 146.15 off 70. November, 148.37 off 75. January, 150.22 off 42. December lean hogs at 79.62 up 77. February, 85.70 up 37. April at 90.80 off 5. Time to check in with the Illinois Department of Agriculture once again, this time for the Cash Livestock Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ending $2.19 lower, with a base price range of $80 to $82.50 and a weighted average of $81.25. The Illinois barrel and gilt market was mostly a dollar lower today at $55 to $58. Receipts in Illinois, 11,216 head. The Illinois direct slaughter sows traded mostly steady to a dollar higher. Sows under 400 pounds, 37 to 42. 4 to 500 pounds, 38 to 45. Over 500 pounds, 43 to 48. Estimated receipts at 425 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with light to moderate demand and offerings. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $1.26 higher at $89.05. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Friday was 420,000. That's down 7,000 from a week ago, but up 5,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 2,151,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Friday, 116,000. That's up 2,000 from a week ago and 3,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 613,000. In the afternoon national slaughter cattle review on Friday, trading in the Western Corn Belt, was compared to last week, was $2 to $3 higher at 125, and dress sales $3 to $4 higher at 195 to 198. Confirmed negotiated sales in all the major feeding regions today, 83,064 head. Choice steers and heifers on a live basis at 123.50 to 128, and on a dress basis at 195 to 202. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were steady to week on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings. Choice carcasses down 13 at 196.68. Select down 43 at 180.45. The choice select spread at 16.24. We had 136 fab loads today and 39 trim loads. At the Fairview sale barn yesterday, they had a special feeder cattle sale, 1,124 head sold. Feeder steers, medium large ones, 4 to 450 pounds, 166 to 174, with some fancy up to 187. 5 to 550 pounds, 155.50 to 159 with fancy up to 170. 6 to 700 pounds at 143 to 165. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 4 to 450 pounds, 154 to 161 with fancy at 165. 450 to 500 pounds at 135 to 148 with fancy at 162. 500 to 550 pounds, 144 to 148 with fancy at 153. 40, and the 600 to 700 pounds at 140 to 141. At the Walnut Livestock Auction yesterday, their weekly sale had 316 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded mostly steady to $1 higher. Holstein slaughter steers sold $2 higher. Choice slaughter steers, 120.25 to 125.25. Choice Holsteins at 106 to 112.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 118.75 to 124.75. Breaker slaughter cows, $73.50 to $78. Boner, $70 to $76. Leans at $67 to $71. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls, that $80 to $85. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's it for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Radar weather on the way.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the equipment to do the job right and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
Radar weather brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Now is a good time to get your lawn ready for the winter. FS offers an application for broad leaf control with fertilizer in October for a fall weed and feed to control any fall dandelions, wild violet, and chickweed. To get your lawn ready for winter, they offer a late fall fertilizer spread in November. This application will help store food for your lawn through the winter months and will help give you that early green up in the spring. For a free estimate, call Tim Rothy with Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS at 1-800-962-7331. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS is a service of M&M Service Company.
Well, the most significant item we see on radar right now is a band of some showers and thunderstorms, which roughly extends from the Quincy area back into Iowa. A couple other little dots on radar. 50-50 chance of rain is our forecast today. We're looking for a high of about 80. A 40% chance of rain tonight, low 63. 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 80. Clear skies Tuesday night, low 63. Sunshine Wednesday with a high of 83. Clear skies Wednesday night, low 63. And then the hammer falls with some cooler and wet weather again. Chance of rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday, dry Sunday. And for that four-day period, highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s. Right now, pressure steady. Wind south of 10 and 64 degrees. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and early detection saves lives. Carlinville Area Hospital offers digital mammography, offering less radiation, a shorter exam time, and a more accurate diagnosis. This technology increases cancer detection rates and brings more comfort to you, the patient. And your results are interpreted by radiologists who specialize in digital mammography. Call Carlinville Area Hospital at 854-3141, extension 303. Schedule your mammogram in October for any time in the next 12 months and save $10. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent health care, close to home.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors in Staunton and Litchfield.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The model year and clearance event is taking place, and we at Bishop Motors have to deal to get rid of our 2012 inventory and make way for the 13s. The all-new Dodge Dart, rated at 40 miles per gallon in stock and is made in Belvidere, Illinois. We have a remaining 2012 Durango fully loaded and marked down. We have 0% for 72 months on selected models or rebates up to $6,000. Bishop Motors, for your word, a handshake makes the best deals.
Well, in farm news on Friday, we talked to Matt Stolte of the Montgomery County Young Leaders at a variety plot, and Matt gave us the results.
This year's Young Leaders plot was located at Carl Martin's residence, the same place it's been when we started it. This is going on our third year. And it's right off the West Frontage Road on the Raymond exit along Interstate 55. The corn plot was located there at Carl's house, and the soybean plot was located just north there at his brother Lee's place this year.
Okay, and when was it planted?
The corn plot this year was planted on, and make sure I got my notes here, it was planted on March 10th, or actually 4/10, and it was harvested on 8/31. And on the soybean plots was planted 5/11, and we harvested it on October 1st.
And what were the yields?
So what we're looking at there for the yields for this year, and I'll just go over virtually everything. The plot averaged right at, for corn, 122.96 bushels. The check averaged right at 131.56. The moisture was right at 15.01, and the test weight was 55.9. It was a conventional tillage plot. It was planted at population of 35.5, 30 inch rows, of course, and the previous crop was soybeans. For the yields, for the ones that actually won, and we did put a press release out for the corn plot, it's been several weeks ago in the paper, and the soybean one will probably come out next week. But the winner of this year's plot was Burris 6F73 AMX, followed by Dynagro 53 VP61. The Burris's yield was 143 bushels, and the Dynagro's was 122 bushels.
Are you already making plans for the plot next year?
We are making plans for the corn and soybean plots, of course. The check will be, of course, a Burris for the corn, and the soybeans I'll go over here in a little bit, but those companies will represent and have the check. We're looking at maybe doing some type of study, whether it'll be a nitrogen study, a population study, or something new that might attract the attention of some of the farmers. We can take that to yield as well, but we've got to sit down and discuss that in our further meetings coming up.
Okay, and are you going to do any tillage on the plots this fall?
Everything to deal with the field is up to Carl's. That's his decision. I'm sure the soybeans will be no-tilled next year. That's the way we've done it the past two or three years. He will go ahead and probably rip the bean ground and put anhydrous on it yet this fall or maybe in the spring.
We also talked to Matt about the Young Leaders soybean plot.
The results for the soybean plot, we had a plot average of 54.31 bushels. The check was right at 51.64. The average moisture was 12.5, with an average test weight of 57.3. And this year's winner went to NK with S39U2 at 62.25 bushels, followed by FS with M&M. It was number 38A02, and it went 60.84. So those were the top two numbers for this year's soybean plot.
In other news, at the Triple D Farms open house for their new hog facility last week, Randy Prangy talked with Derek Dunkirk of Morrisonville.
Yeah, that's true, Randy. It's nice to see a family, and I think the story here, you know, is wanting to bring another generation home and get them included in the farm, and also working in partnership with Borgix and allowing them to, you know, keep their operation viable and expanding. We built a barn real similar to this one, well, identical to this one on our farm. We just put pigs in it. So, you know, it's great to get the open house and have people here to walk through. Ask questions.
You know, it's sort of a sign of the changing industry, too, that people specialize in different facets of the pork industry. Like it used to be you had a wean to a farrow to feeder and feeder to finish, or farrow to finish, but that's changed too, hasn't it?
Sure, it has. There's a lot more partnerships these days, folks trying to work together and specialize in different aspects of the production chain. You got a lot of guys that are, you know, farrow to wean and wean to finish, and then there's still a lot of traditional farrow to finish guys out there. So, but it is good to see a lot of people have maybe struggled in the hog industry in the last 10, 15 years, and some of these partnerships have allowed some of them to stay viable. So,
now, is this going to be the wave of the future?
I don't know about the wave of the future. I still think we'll see a lot of traditional, you know, farrow to finish operations. I think this is just one way, one unique way that people are making it work. So I think it just fits into the production chain and just meshes right in.
And it also helps with the other costs in that, like for feed and water, that sort of thing.
Sure. Yep. And it helps spread out some of the risk over several different areas and, you know, being able to produce pigs maybe in areas where we want to produce them and keep them out of areas we don't want to, you know, be able to put them in. So, you know, and trying to keep numbers on certain farms and things like that so that, you know, we don't have to worry about any disease crossover and things like that.
Another thing it probably helps with is waste management too, doesn't it?
Sure, it does. To see these guys, especially wean to finish contractors, be able to put up these finishing units and utilize the manure. That's you know what we really like to promote. You know, is how we you know, the nutrient cycle, and you know, we feed corn and soybean meal to these hogs, and after we harvest them and pump the pits out, we put that manure back on the land to help produce a crop again next year.
And that's it for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors in Staunton and Litchfield.